welcome to Fundamentals of Internet Marketing. My name is Fabricio Cruz, and I am a coffee shop millionaire. And basically, we're going to talk about the fundamentals of online marketing that can make you rich. Now, every successful online business person has an understanding and a mastery over the following fundamentals. You master these fundamentals, and you too can become insanely successful. And I mean that in a good way. And you can be just like the other coffee shop millionaires who are out there living life on their own terms instead of sitting behind a cubicle from 9 to 5 and wasting their life away. And if that's you right now, then you know exactly what I'm talking about. So you need to follow these fundamentals closely so that you can make the most of it as well. So let's talk about how money is made online. Well, obviously, something has to be sold, a product, a service, something has to be sold, right? Because that's how the money gets transferred over. You're going to make money promoting either your own product or someone else's product. So there's either you're going to be the merchant, you're going to provide the product, or you're going to be an affiliate, you're going to sell for somebody else. Now, all online money making is very similar. Traffic goes to a website, then a portion of that traffic buys. And we're going to go into a little bit more details there. But let's talk about the three key fundamentals. First, you have to advertise, you have to get the traffic, right? And then you have to either brand or send them to a direct response website in order to engage the visitor. And we'll go into more details here on that in just a few moments. And then you want to test. You want to test to increase the conversions of your website. So that, let's say if you know you're only getting 2% of the people to buy, what do you have to do in order to get 4% of the people to buy? And you do that and you've doubled your sales. So we're going to talk about how important testing is in this whole equation. Now let's talk about advertising, and this is just an overview. There's going to be more videos on advertising, but I just wanted to briefly touch upon this. Now there are many, many places and ways to advertise. The purpose of advertising is to drive traffic, to drive humans, to drive people who've got money ready to spend to your website. Places to advertise: Google, Yahoo, MSN, which is now known as Bing, Pulse 360, media traffic, and there's going to be a lot more on traffic in other videos. But again, this is just to kind of give you an overview as to the advertising section is one of the three key fundamentals. Now, there are many ways to advertise: contextual ads, banner ads, email marketing, etc. But again, more on that later. Now let's talk about branding versus direct response marketing. Now branding, the purpose of branding is to build awareness in the minds of consumer. Typically, huge companies are the ones with budgets to do this. Direct response, now this the purpose of direct response marketing is to get a specific response. It might be an inquiry, it might be a lead, it could be a sale, and there is some overlap here. So now just to kind of clarify that, you know, many people do want to do direct response and brand. What really matters is the mindset, because you don't want to drive traffic to your site and then just leave it like that in hopes that they're going to think or recognize your brand in the future. So you want them to take a step, take a positive step, like signing up for your newsletter or to buy your ebook. So again, there's a little bit of overlap, but you really have to think, what is the purpose of my site? Now I'm going to show you here an example of a couple of companies that most people have already heard of for many, many years, wildly successful companies. Now you'll see on the left there's FedEx, and then on the right there's the, you know, the Four Dummies products. You know, everybody's seen them in bookstores. Now on the left, you know, FedEx says faster to more locations than UPS Ground. And that's not really making you an offer or asking you to take any kind of an action. It's just making sure that you're aware that FedEx is faster than UPS. Now if you look on the right, it says get a free ebook when you open an account. Then the button says get started. You know, they're making you a free offer in exchange for taking action or responding, in this case opening an account. You better believe that they're both branding. I mean, FedEx is just doing a little bit more of the branding without really expecting anything in the immediate return, whereas the Four Dummies people there you see on the right side, they're actually trying to engage you to take some sort of action to acquire you as a customer, or at the very least as a prospect, so that they can multiply their advertising efforts by having you in their funnel and, you know, market to you more and many more times. So now let's talk about specifically branding. Now, like I mentioned earlier, typically it's only big companies, so you really have to have a massive budget or a serious budget to be able to pull this off properly. And obviously repetition is key. You know, you want to see those brands all over the internet, like I showed you with FedEx. You want to see them on billboards, on TV commercials. And again, they're not really expecting anything right out of it. They just want awareness so that when you do have to make a decision, you're going to remember, I saw FedEx, I read somewhere that they were faster than UPS Ground, so I'm going to go with FedEx. Now, the upfront expenses are normally too much for smaller companies to engage in. Because smaller companies, you know, even companies like the ones that I've been involved with before, we're looking to make money quickly. We're looking to profit quickly. You know, we're not looking to, you know, spend a lot of money and then wait around for people to make the decision whenever they finally need to use our services, such as with FedEx. They can do that. They're a huge company, and only companies, like I mentioned before, Coke, Microsoft, AT&T, Walmart, you know, probably there's another handful of companies that fit into that category, but those are all major companies that brand. You know, you're going to see that, you know, Coke tastes better than Pepsi, or Microsoft is better than, you know, the Sun Microsystems, or AT&T is better than Sprint, Walmart's better than, you know, anywhere else. So you can understand that they're just branding so that when you need their services, you're going to know what service to go for, or the product, or the brand, or whatnot. Now let's talk about direct response marketing, and this is where most marketers and businesses start off, even if they don't intend to, because like I mentioned before, there's an overlap with branding. You know, like I showed you in the example for the four dummies, you know, they're trying to brand themselves, and obviously they've branded themselves pretty well because most people know that they are the beginner's guide. That's what it means. That's what four dummies means. So nothing about direct response marketing is hidden. It's direct and it's to the point. You know, so you want to focus on direct response marketing and design your marketing to get a response and measure the return on your time, money, and effort, which means measuring your ROI. And we're going to talk about split testing, and this is the best way to do that. So what is split testing and why does it matter? It's the process of testing different versions of your ad or of your ad campaign to find the one that works best. If you're spending all that time and all that effort driving traffic to your website, you need to make sure that it converts, and you do that by split testing. Now, the example that I'm showing you on the screen right now is called A-B split testing, because you'll notice that everything on the page is the exact same except for one element, which is the color of the buttons. Now, this time the red version of the landing page converted 21% more click-throughs than the green. That's huge. Imagine getting 21% higher ROI just by changing your opt-in and your sales pages a bit by split testing them. And there's so much you can split test, and we'll go into more specifics on that here in just a second. But you must test everything for your market. Every market is different. So imagine being your prospect. What would they respond the most to? So again, test everything. You know, test the price, test the headline and the subheadline, the call to action, the images on the page, you know, the color, the button sizes, the guarantee. You know, you can test the fonts even. There is so much that you can split test, you know, so you can always be testing something, and over time, you're going to split test your way to the best converting version of your site, and your income is going to be very predictable, because you're going to know, when I spend, you know, $1, I always make $2.50 in return, because you've maximized your split testing. And there's so much more that we can go into, but again, this is just an overview. There's going to be more on another video. So let's talk about testing. Now, there are many tools available for split testing right now. You can just do a Google search for split testing tools and you'll find plenty. But the most common tool, and it's absolutely free, is the Google Website Optimizer tool. Now, you need a Google account in order to use that. So we'll go more on the specifics of it on another video. But if you have a Google account, or if you don't, again, it's free, go to google.com/ Google Website Optimizer, and you'll see it right there. Or I believe it's just Website Optimizer. But either way, check it out. It's one of the best tools out there for optimizing your website. Now, we've already talked a little bit about some of the benefits of split testing, but let's go over them here in a little bit more detail. The main benefit of split testing is that it allows you to see what's converting better. You want to measure your success. So once you find a better converting process, it allows you to spend more money in advertising because you make more money. Now, do you understand that? When you find a process that's working better, you don't just leave it alone. You start increasing your spend because now you've got more money to spend, which means you can now outlast your competition, and your competition is going to have no idea what's going on here. I just mentioned outlast the competition, and they rarely split test. And again, this is about success, measured success. So let's talk about the business model basics. And we're only going to focus on the two most common business models, especially when it comes to online marketing. Selling your own products via your own site where you are the merchant. And then the second one is affiliates. You know, this is where you are the affiliate. You're selling products for other people or merchants, and you get paid a commission whenever there's a sale made. Now let's talk about selling your own products. And to effectively sell your own products, you need traffic. And this traffic could be sent to any page, but it's most commonly sent to a squeeze page that captures your prospect's information. And then they're redirected to a sales page. And then if it's set up properly, they should be redirected to an upsell page once they've purchased the sale. Now let's assume that they visit the squeeze page and they don't buy anything. Then they are put on our mailing list. Hopefully they opted in, and there's other ways to get them to opt in to your mailing list, like such as giving away a freebie or giving away something of value. And then hopefully that email marketing sequence that you have in place is going to drive them back to the site in order to purchase and then go through your complete sales funnel. Now, let's talk about some potential drawbacks to selling your own product. Of course, there's many positive things too about it, but we're just talking about the easiest way to get started here. Now, you need to make sure that there's a need for your product in the marketplace. And once you've established this need, you have to go about putting together the entire funnel. Now, let's talk about establishing the need. Now, the easiest way is to stick to the big problems that people are always willing to pay to learn how to solve. Those problems are, you know, money problems, health problems, relationship problems. You know, also, you could do a Google search for your keyword terms and make sure that other people are advertising for the same problems, because if they are, then that means you're in good company. So, again, another drawback is the products need to be created or developed. But if you've already done your research and you see that there are competing products out there, then that's a good chance that there are some people actually making money. All right, so the need to create and host your own website, sales letter, and autoresponder could also be a drawback. And again, this is just a drawback in getting started quickly and effectively. Eventually, you're going to want to go into this area. Now, fulfillment of the product needs to be in place along with support for your customers. You know, so if it's going to be digital, it could be fulfilled online. If it's going to be physical, then you need to either buy inventory and have it shipped out, or you can have it drop shipped. And again, we're going to cover more on the on inventory and fulfillment in other videos, but again, this is just an overview on the fundamentals. And this may not be the best option for brand new people, like I've been mentioning, and that's why I'm talking about the drawbacks. Believe me, there are a lot of positive benefits to being your own merchant, such as controlling the price of the product, you know, being in control of all the creatives, having a team of affiliates make you money where you only pay on performance. But again, we're just talking about the ease to getting going initially, at least at the start. Now let's talk about selling products as an affiliate. Now your job as an affiliate marketer is to drive the traffic, and that's it. You drive traffic, and you can drive it direct to the offer or the promotion, which is typically called direct linking, or you can drive it to a squeeze page, which is what I recommend. You drive it to a squeeze page where you squeeze out the people's information, literally squeeze it out, you know, where you go to those pages where you can't go any further unless you put in your name and email address. That's the kind of site that you want to put up. Now, of course, why is somebody going to give you their name and email? You have to think about that. So we're going to go more later into tips and tricks on how to get people to volunteer their information to you because of the things that you say and do on your website, and that's crucial. That's one of the keys to a successful business, is to get that first part down. And you can promote anything. I mean, you can promote physical goods, you can promote digital goods, you can promote CPA offers or cost per action offers, such as zip submit. So when somebody enters their zip code, you can get paid on that, or their email address. And we're going to talk more on this later. Again, this is just an overview. Now, there are a couple of networks where you can sign up to in order to sell products as an affiliate. There's no shortage of places to sign up. ClickBank and Pay.com are two popular ones. And usually products that do have an affiliate program have proven to sell in the past. So ClickBank and Pay.com are two very solid resources where you can go to see if they've got products in your niche market or in the market that you're interested. And if they do, then there's a good chance that you can definitely be successful in that market. And then it's time to apply many of the strategies that, you know, we're teaching you here in Coffee Shop Millionaire. Now, the benefits to selling products as an affiliate it's quick to get going. You can get going lightning fast. Brand new marketers can start selling products online on day number one. There's no inventory and there's no customer support. Plus, if you join the Coffee Shop Millionaire affiliate program, you know, it's one of the only ones that's going to give you recurring commissions. So that's an awesome thing. You have to find a good affiliate program that has a solid product that you know that people are going to continue to be part of because they love it, they enjoy it, and they take good care of their customers. Coffee Shop Millionaire is an example of that. So check it out. Check out the Coffee Shop Millionaire affiliate program for opportunities to join the other people who are raking it big with the Coffee Shop Millionaire affiliate program. Now, continuing with the benefits, if you're using a squeeze page, and again, I highly recommend this, then you're building a list that you can market to again over and over and over. You know, you can market to them that initial offer that they signed up for, or you can market to them other offers. But now that you have them on the list, let's say if your market is dog training, for example, well, at least you know they have a dog. There's going to be other products that dog trainers are going to be interested in. For example, discounts on pet supplies, or maybe they want to know, you know, the latest tips on how to train your dog to do, you know, whatever's coming out, whatever the hottest the hottest tricks, the tools, the fads, whatever's coming out, you know, they're going to be very, very interested in this. And if you do significant volume, you could certainly negotiate with the merchant for a better percentage. So if you're bringing in many, many sales, and you're probably going to be one of the top affiliates for that merchant. So that's going to give you greater leverage in order to negotiate some better payout prices. Or you're just going to, you can threaten to take your business elsewhere, and there's a good chance that they're going to want to save you. So you're going to get a little pay increase from all your efforts. So that's definitely something to keep in mind. Now, the potential drawbacks to selling products as an affiliate is that you don't own the product, right? That's obvious. You're going to split the sale. Typically, it's 50-50. So you guys are going to be splitting the money that gets paid out. Or rather, you're paid out the money, but they're kept their half. And then the customer data collected is not yours. And, of course, they're going to be monetizing that while you don't have the opportunity to monetize it. So that's why affiliate marketing is awesome for those, you know, who are new online, who don't have a product yet, and you want to get something going quickly. But then eventually down the line, you want to definitely create your own product line or have your own offer. Now, I know many of affiliates, you know, having been in this business for a long time, that they love being affiliates and that's all they're ever going to do. They love it. They make tons of money doing it, and you certainly can do it. And especially with the program that we have set up here, the Coffee Shop Millionaire affiliate program, or if you check out some of the other networks like ClickBank, you're going to see that there's a lot of good products out there to be promoted. And another drawback that I haven't really touched upon is it could be a challenge to track conversions. Now, not in all cases, you know, like ClickBank and with our affiliate program here, we have the ability to show you where your sales are coming from. But there are also other affiliate programs that have excellent products and excellent tools in place for you to use, but it's hard to track those conversions. And one of the keys to having a successful campaign and making money online is the ability to track where those sales are coming from, because that's the only way you're going to be able to eliminate the losers, you know, the losing campaigns, the money spent for no return. That's the only way. And then you're going to eventually scale your way up to a very highly fine-tuned, profitable campaign. So the conclusion here is that there are plenty of benefits to going with either business model, you know, and there's also some drawbacks, whether it's the affiliate or the merchant. Choose the one that's the most appropriate fit for you. Now, there's not really a one-size-fits-all. You know where you are. If you're a total beginner, then go with the affiliate route. If you've already got some experience and you're ready to kind of kick it up to the next level and you've got your infrastructure in place, then start out being a merchant. You can always split test between promoting your own products as a merchant versus all the affiliate products out there that you might be used to promoting. And who knows, maybe you get a pay increase because now you're making 100% of the sale instead of 50% of the sale. So if you're brand new, you have no experience, then again, certainly you're going to want to start out as an affiliate. And if you've had some success as an affiliate, then your next step is to become a merchant and have your own affiliate program. And then you're going to have other people promoting for you. And thus, you're going to only pay out for when people make sales. And isn't that awesome? Because we're used to paying out, you know, whether or not people buy from us because we have to buy the advertising. But when you're the merchant and you have an affiliate program and you've got affiliates promoting for you, you're basically sitting back and you're allowing the money to come to you. And they're paid on their performance only. You don't have to pay for advertising. So I hope you've learned plenty from this presentation. I look forward to speaking to you on the next one. I'll see you on another video.